118, verse 1, reminds us to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting.
诗篇118篇8篇第一节告诉我们，因为主神是好的，他是永远值得我们称颂的。
Psalm 118 verse 5 reminds us again, from my distress I called upon the Lord, and the Lord answered me, and he set me in a large place.
诗篇118篇第五节说，我在极难中求告耶和华，他就应允我，把我安置在宽阔之地。
Father, set us in a large place where we can learn from you today.
主，愿你把我们放在一个大的地方，让我们能够来学习你。
Help our minds and our hearts expand to a large place so we can hear you.
让我们的思想，让我们的心在一个很大的地方，让我们真是能够来思想你。
And may your spirit speak to us today from your word, so we can also hear you clearly, Lord.
愿你的灵亲自的用你的话语跟我们说话，让我们真实知道你。
We have prayed this morning and our prayers come up to you now.
我们今天早晨祷告了，我们的祷告都升到你的那里去了。
We pray the ones that please you, you will answer in your own time schedule.
愿我们喜悦你的祷告，真是你能够回应我们，在你的时间。
We ask you today to please teach us how to pray better with Jesus.
今天我们真是祷告，你能够来教导我们怎样与基督一起来有一个美好的祷告。
Asking you to do this for each of us, in Jesus' name, amen.
我们是为每一个基督徒在这里求告，奉耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen. Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Even though I can't see you, I bless you in the name of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好！尽管我不能看见你们，但是我奉主的名愿主能够祝福你们。
I am not happy with my prayer life.
我对我的祷告生活并不是很满意。
I do not know how to pray as well as I could or should.
我不知道我怎么样能够像我能够的或者是应该的祷告那样来祷告。
God our Father knows that I can learn to pray more effectively.
神知道我能够学到更有效的来祷告。
And he wants me to mature in praying so that he is pleased when I pray.
他要我在祷告的时候是成熟的祷告，那样他就得到他的喜悦。
And he will be pleased with my prayer life if I can learn from Jesus how to pray with him and like him.
如果我能从耶稣那里学习他像他一样的祷告的话，那神就会对我的祷告生活满意了。
How about you?
那你是怎样呢？
Are you also wanting Jesus to teach you how to pray more effectively?
是否你也想让耶稣教导你怎样更有效的来进行祷告呢？
And how about us as the body of Christ? Are we teachable in his eyes?
那我们大家呢，作为基督身体的一份子，我们是不是是可教的呢？
Luke 11, 1 through 2 in English says this, and then we'll read it in Mandarin. It happened that while Jesus was praying in a certain place, after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John also taught his disciples.
路加福音十一章一节啊，这里面说，耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒一样。”
This disciple is like a spokesperson for the disciples, and he does not ask Jesus for techniques to learn how to pray.
这一个门徒就像是所有门徒的一个发言人一样，但是他要寻求的不是要寻求一些祷告的技巧。
Our Christian brother D.A. Carson notes that one of the most startling truths about prayer is this.
我们的基督徒弟兄卡尔松曾经写道，有关祷告最惊奇的真理就是这是。
Prayer can be taught and learned.
就是祷告是可以教的，也可以学的。
Now notice this disciple doesn't ask Jesus about prayer postures like kneeling or standing or hands lifted up.
这个门徒不是要求我们来学习祷告的姿势，像跪下呀、站立呀，然后举起手来等等。
He doesn't ask Jesus for information transfer so he can take notes to use in exams or stored in folders.
他也不是要求来得到一些信息的传递啊，有笔记这样他能够用来考试，或者是存在档案文件夹里等等。
He's not asking for how to pray seminar where practical steps can follow.
他也不是要求开一个讲座，就是有关祷告的实用步骤的一个讲座。
Instead, this disciple asks Jesus to teach them as his disciples to pray.
相反的，这个门徒要求的是耶稣教导他们怎么样像真正的耶稣的门徒一样来祷告。
And we know that information about prayer is not prayer that will mature us in the Christian life.
我们知道有关祷告的一些信息、技巧等等，这并不是使我们祷告成熟的那些真正的东西。
In listening to this request, Jesus senses this is a Kairos time.
当耶稣听到这个要求后，他感觉到这是一个 Kairos 时刻。
Kairos time is time prepared by the Heavenly Father to teach His disciples to become mature.
Kairos 这个时刻就是天父为教导所准备的那个时刻，所以我要教这些门徒学习成为属灵成熟的祷告。
And Jesus seizes on this opportunity to teach those who are teachable.
耶稣抓住了这样一个机会来教导那些可教的人。
When the disciples watch and hear Jesus pray, what do they learn?
当门徒们观察并听到耶稣祷告的时候，他们学到了什么？
Why did they ask Jesus to teach them to pray?
为什么他们还要求耶稣教他们祷告呢？
It has been said that Christ himself, he shows and he defines true prayer.
曾经这样说，有人说过，基督自己就显明了或并且定义了什么是真正的祷告。
Jesus prays as no one has ever prayed.
耶稣的祷告不像人从人那里出来的祷告。
He prays on a higher basis. He prays with grander results, and he prays simpler than prayer has ever been known.
他是用更高的标准来的祷告。是更加有果效的祷告，也是他更简洁的方式来祷告。
So we can be praying better with him, with Jesus as our teacher.
所以我们与基督一同祷告的话，我们会越来越变得更好的祷告。
With him, we can learn the great truth in John 15:5.
与他在一起，我们就从约翰福音十五章的第五节我们可以学到。
He says, I am the vine and you are the branches.
他说, 我是葡萄树, 你们是枝子。
He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing.
藏在我里面的, 我也藏在他里面, 这人就多结果子, 因为离了我, 他们就不能做什么。
So if we as disciples and these disciples learn to pray, we will accomplish more of God's will.
所以如果我们就向耶稣那里学习怎样祷告, 那么他们就能够真正成为有成就更多的神的旨意。
They will bear fruit from prayer that will last eternally.
他们就能从祷告中结出长成的果子来。
And so our message as we move into it is about becoming teachable and approaching God Almighty.
所以我们今天的信息就是要成为一个可教者，来到我们圣洁神的面前。
Now, just before this Luke 11 begins, we have seen Luke 10, 38 through 42 about Martha and Mary.
在路加福音的11章的开头之前, 我们看到在第4章38到42节里面, 有马大和玛利亚的故事。
I think you remember these sisters.
我想你还记得这两姐妹。
Martha is too busy. She's too worried. She's too anxious to slow down, pause, and learn from Jesus.
马大是太忙、太担忧、太焦虑。 以致不能慢下来或者停顿下来来学习到耶稣那里来学习。
But her sister Mary chooses to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn from him.
但是她妹妹玛利亚,她选择坐在耶稣的脚前,从她那里来学习。
Mary isn't lazy.
玛利亚并不是懒惰。
But she's wiser to be with Jesus rather than working hard away from him.
而是他更聪明的, 他要与基督在一起, 不是因为忙碌而离开了耶稣。
The word of God does not record what Jesus teaches Mary.
神的话并没有记载耶稣教导了玛利亚什么。
It doesn't record how long Mary sits, how long she listens, and how much she learns.
也没有记载玛利亚在那里坐着, 听着学习了多久。
But it does record that Jesus is pleased with her decision to choose the good part, which is being with Jesus and listening to Jesus speak.
但他确实记载了耶稣喜悦玛利亚的决定选择那上好的, 就是与耶稣在一起并聆听他的教导。
Jesus is pleased with Mary. He knows she will learn from him, and what she learns will not be taken away from her.
耶稣喜悦玛利亚, 耶稣知道玛利亚从他那里所学到的是不能被夺走的。
Mary can build her future on what Jesus teaches her.
玛利亚能把她未来的生活建立在耶稣所教导她的。
Did Jesus teach Mary about prayer? We do not know.
耶稣是不是教导了玛利亚应该怎样祷告呢? 我们并不知道。
But immediately following this Mary-Martha story in Luke 11, we see Jesus praying.
但是我们知道紧接着马大和玛利亚的故事在11章里面我们看到耶稣就开始祷告。
Right after this Mary-Martha story, we see him teaching his disciples to pray.
紧接着这马大玛利亚的故事, 耶稣开始教导他的门徒怎样来祷告。
Why of all topics does prayer follow what Jesus teaches Mary?
为什么在所有的这些主题当中, 祷告是紧接着耶稣教导玛利亚之后呢?
Now, teachers in the Bible, like John the Baptist, usually had a certain style of training.
在圣经中的老师, 比如司洗约翰, 通常在训练门徒时有一个自己特定的方式。
They usually had a distinct praying curriculum, a body of principles and a teaching style that was unique to each teacher.
每个老师通常有一个独特的祷告课程，他特有的教学原理和方法。
These disciples wanted Jesus to teach them like John was teaching them, his disciples.
这些门徒要耶稣教导他们如何祷告，就像他们不愿意错过约翰的门徒所学到的。
Maybe they wanted to be part of the mainstream and not left out.
这有可能是他这些门徒想被主流社会所接受吧。
Maybe the disciples thought they could just copy the ways of John the Baptist and his teaching style.
也可能这些门徒想就是学习模仿施洗约翰祷告的教育方式。
But Jesus never copies other teachers.
但是耶稣从来不是效法别的老师。
These disciples who want to learn to pray from Jesus do not yet fully realize who he really is.
这些想要从耶稣学习祷告的门徒们还没有完全真正的认识到耶稣是谁。
They won't begin to really know Jesus fully until he rises from the dead and returns to meet and to teach them again.
他们也不会完全的知道耶稣直到他要从死里复活以后，然后与他们相聚并教导他们以后，才真正知道。
So we're learning that Jesus is not just another teacher like John.
所以我们认识到耶稣不仅仅是像施洗约翰一样的另外一个老师而已。
And I remind you, there is no greater prayer teacher than Jesus.
我要告诉你的是，没有一个比耶稣更伟大的祷告老师。
They, his disciples, and we, his disciples, may discover this truth.
这些门徒们能够学到这样一个真理。
Prayer from Jesus is the best school in which to learn to pray.
从耶稣来的祷告是学习祷告的最好的学校。
Prayer taught by Jesus is the best dictionary to define the art and nature of praying.
耶稣所教导的祷告是定义祷告的艺术和特性的最好词典。
Jesus is the master prayer. He is unsurpassed.
耶稣是那位祷告大师，他是永远无法超越的那一位。
Now by watching Jesus pray, these disciples should learn that Jesus prays regularly.
当门徒们观察到耶稣的祷告的时候，他们应该知道耶稣是常常的向天父祷告，这样的有这样的一个习惯。
Jesus has developed the regular habit of praying to his heavenly Father.
耶稣已经养成了一个常常向天父祷告的习惯。
And by regularly praying, Jesus keeps a strong personal relationship with God alive and keeps it healthy.
因着常常的祷告，耶稣使与神坚强的个人关系充满了健康的活力。
In Luke 11 verse 1, this verse does not detail prayer postures like kneeling or lifting hands up or having background music on or any other prayer supplements.
路加福音11章第一节章讲到的这件经文并没有叙述祷告的姿态，就像跪下呀、举手呀，或者背景音乐，或者别的祷告者的一些补充等等等等，没有讲这些。
This verse doesn't say that Jesus is keeping a visible journey or keeping a visible prayer list.
这些经文也没有说耶稣有一本可见的一个日记，或者是祷告事项等等。
But prayer lists and journals are valuable for some people.To help them pray in an orderly and organized manner.
当然，祷告事项或者日记这样的，对有些弟兄姐妹来说是非常有价值的。他能够保持有一个有秩序、有组织的进行一个祷告。
God is a God of order and not chaos.
神是有秩序的神，而不是一个混乱的。
Verse 1 also says that this is a certain place. that Jesus is in.
这一节经文也说到耶稣在某一个地方祷告。
Maybe it's a regular place that Jesus chooses to pray in.
可能这是耶稣经常在那里祷告的一个地方。
Maybe this certain place is such that the disciples know where to find him when he prays.
或者这是一个门徒们知道到什么地方去找他的一个地方的祷告。
And maybe this place that Jesus prays in has very helpful conditions to help him pray without being interrupted or distracted.
可能这是一个地方是非常好的环境而不被打扰或者被分散注意力的一个地方。
Maybe Jesus' certain place is quiet and it soothes his soul.
这可能是一个安静的并且安抚心灵的一个地方。
Maybe this place Jesus is protecting spiritually from all enemies of the kingdom of God.
可能这也是一个地方是他的属灵得到保护从所有的敌人的攻击的保护的地方。
Certainly this place with Jesus praying, the enemy cannot penetrate or occupy.
这样一个地方是撒旦他敌人都不能渗透和攻占的地方。
So this place is a place where Jesus knows how to disarm and keep away the enemies of God.
这是一个地方他知道怎样来战胜敌人战胜撒旦的一个地方。
Now, I am sure that all of us, when we try to pray, sometimes we are interrupted and distracted.
我想我们都知道,我们在祷告的时候经常会被打扰,被困扰。
We have all been distracted when we try to pray by noisy backgrounds.
我们都会被噪音打扰。
We've all been distracted by ringing phones or emails or texts.
我们也会被电话铃声、电子邮件或者短信打扰。
We've all been distracted perhaps by pets and even people who can distract us sometimes.
我们可能也会被某些宠物或者别人打扰。
Physical conditions like extreme temperatures can irritate us when we try to pray.
自然环境像气温能够使人烦躁。
Messy places can be chaotic, and messy desks can create desk stress.
肮脏的地方是混乱的，肮脏的桌子能够造成对桌子或者房间的一种心理上的压力。
Have we created a private place to pray where we can close our door and begin to pray?
我们是不是有一个建立了一个地方，让我们能够关上门？ 就开始祷告呢?
Jesus teaches us in Matthew 6:6, but whenever you pray, go into your room and close the door and pray to your Father in secret.
耶稣在马太福音6:6说,你祷告的时候要进入你的内室,关上门,祷告你在暗中的父。
And your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
你父在暗中查看,必然报答你。
Will we wisely continue to build this place of private prayer where we can pray in secret to a God who sees in secret?
我们是不是很聪明的来在我们的生命中建立这样一个隐秘的祷告的地方呢?
Picture praying secretly so that God can answer secretly and then watch the results without people knowing that you're praying.
所以你要有一个这样的图画,就是你在秘密的在那里祷告,神也是秘密的查看你的祷告,然后到时候就会神的回应你的祷告。
So it seems in this verse that Jesus was not interrupted, that the disciple and the disciples, they waited until he was finished praying.
当然在这个路加里面, 耶稣在那祷告的时候，没有得门徒们没有打扰他，而是等到他祷告完了以后再跟他说。
What Jesus gives his disciples as they are teachable is a model prayer that can reform their prayer lives.
耶稣给他们的是一个祷告的样本，真是能够使他们整个的生命，祷告的生命有一个完全的改变的。
He isn't giving them a model prayer just so they can copy words or memorize words or just speak them.
他并没有就给他们一个祷告的文本，他们能够一字一句的人能够就模仿。
The prayer Jesus gives is not a formula, because if it's a formula you can copy, they are going to be disappointed.
这耶稣给他们的不是一个怎么样的一个处方，让他们能够来模仿而已。
Jesus is giving them a prayer that will help them get closer fellowship with him and his Father.
他是要给他们，让他能够与耶稣和父有一个更亲密的交流的关系。
If we sit at the feet of Jesus, we will possibly learn some of the mysterious depths that true prayer can reveal.
我们如果坐在耶稣的脚前的话，我们就可以看到这个祷告我们所要得到的就是有一些的怎么样的方式来祷告。
Now watch Jesus move from teaching into training.
那我们来看他从教导开始，然后转变成训练。
He trains them by saying in verse 2, when you pray, say.
所以他训练的时候，他在第二节里面说，当你们祷告的时候应要说。
When you pray implies that prayer is a regular part of the spiritual life.
你们祷告的时候，这句话暗示了祷告是属灵生命经常性的一个部分。
Notice he doesn't say if you pray, he says when you pray.
他并不是说在你们祷告的时候，而是你们常常祷告的时候。
So prayer is not optional.
所以祷告不是一个可有可无的一个选择。
Prayer is not just a good activity.
祷告也不是说一个很好的一个活动。
Prayer is not an additional discipline to practice.
祷告也不是一个附加的一个训练项目而已。
Prayer is not a performance or a show to impress other people.
祷告也不是一个表演或者是喜剧，让别人留下深刻印象而已。
And prayer is not just praying for our own needs.
祷告也不仅仅是为我们自己需要而已。
So when we pray, Jesus, here is an attitude, and these words will help us approach reverently our Heavenly Father.
所以当我们祷告的时候，这是一个态度，这是话语帮助我们用神得到的恰当的敬畏来接近我们的天父。
Now, some people say this is the Lord's Prayer, and that's fine.
有的人就是说这是主道文，这也可以。
But perhaps a better accurate description is the disciples' prayer.
但是更精确的来说的话，这是一个门徒的祷告。
I say it because Jesus was sinless, and so he could never pray in verse 4, forgive us our sins, because he was sinless.
我这样说是因为耶稣是无罪的，所以他永远不会像写在第四节里面那样的来祷告，赦免我的罪。
So it's a prayer for his disciples that he's customizing for them.
所以这是他给他的门徒们所描述出来的一个祷告文本。
Now he says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
他说我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our says, I'm including you. He's not just my father. He's your father too.
我们他就是包括了他和我，都是我们的父。
The word father would probably have been Abba in Aramaic.
这个父的这个称号是可能就是阿巴在阿拉伯语里面的阿巴。
And this word is a term of honor for earthly dads among the Jews and the Greeks.
这个词在犹太人和希腊人中都是对地上爸爸的一个尊称。
Abba doesn't best translate daddy.
翻译成父亲的话，也不是最好的一个翻译。
But Abba is a term of respect. It's an approach and an attitude that is respectful and honoring.
Abba 是一个尊敬的词语，是方式上和态度上的尊敬和尊重。
So Jesus teaches his disciples to call God by his hallowed name.
所以耶稣教导他的门徒要按他的圣名来叫他。
This emphasizes that God's name and his entire character is to be treated with high honor and 100% holiness.
这就强调了神的名和他整个的性情是要以最高敬重的方式来待的，要用100%的圣洁来分别为圣。
Confessing and agreeing who our holy God is,
承认并且同意圣洁的神是谁。
And contrasting that we as prayers are unholy,
形成鲜明对比的，我们这个祷告的人是不圣洁的。
It's an approach and an attitude that should begin all of our prayers.
这是一个方式态度来真正开始我们祷告的一种方式。
Just as Jesus is teaching us to honor his Father,
就像耶稣教导这我们要用尊敬的来尊崇他的父天父一样。
Then we start with who he really is, and we give him his honor and respect.
这样就才让我们神显明他真正是谁，并且得到他至高的尊崇。
This respectful, holy approach to God, it reinforces a basic principle.
这个对神的尊敬、圣洁的方式重申了一个基本的原则。
It reminds us that God always makes the first move.
它提醒了我们，神总是最先迈出第一步的。
It reminds us that God always takes the first initiative.
提醒我们神总是率先行动的那一位。
This is prevenient grace, grace that triumphs over works.
这就是一个先行的恩典，恩典胜于行为的恩典。
And it reminds us that all people can be saved by God's grace and not by their works.
这提醒了我们所有人都是被神的恩典拯救，不是因他们的行为。
People can never be saved by their works, like performances or their titles or their careers.
人们都不可能被他们的行为所拯救，像表现啊，抬头啊，职业啊，等等。
My dad used to argue with me that he could be saved because he was a good man.
我的父亲以前跟我争论说，他可以因为他的好行为而得到拯救。
He finally realized before he died that he was saved by God's grace alone, not that he was a good man.
在他离世之前，他最后就承认，他的拯救完全是因为神的恩典。
God's God's grace alone saves. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can forgive sins.
单单是神的恩典能拯救，唯有耶稣的宝血能赎罪。
All other attempts by people are sinking sand and eventually will collapse.
所有其他的试图都是沉沙，最终都要倒塌。
Now, brothers and sisters, we're beginning to realize that we can pray to advance the kingdom of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们现在要慢慢的看到，祷告能够拓展神的国度。
He teaches that God's kingdom exists and his kingdom has arrived.
他教导我们说，神的国已经存在，神的国已经来到。So
he says to us who are his disciples, pray so that God's kingdom can move to center stage in all of history.
祷告神的国就开始，我们就是整个的神的国都已经移到历史的中心舞台了。Isaiah
11:6 describes God's kingdom this way.
以赛亚书11:6描述了神的国是这样一个情况。Peace,
safety, and security is the essence of God's kingdom.
和平、安全和保证是神国的本质和核心。Now,
how does God's word describe the kingdom of God?
那神的话到底怎么描述神的国是怎么样一个情况呢?
The kingdom of God is a very dominant and distinctive theme in God's word.
神的国在神的话语的当中是占有非常主导地位的一个主题。And
its focus really sharpens in the New Testament when Jesus arrives as God's chosen Messiah.
它作为焦点在新约圣经里，随着耶稣作为神拣选的弥赛亚的到来，显得更加清晰。The
kingdom of God phrase is not used in the Old Testament.
神的国这个词没有在旧约当中提过。Earthly
kingdoms and earthly rulers are the pictures that the prophets and the poets use to show kingdom living.
地上的国和国王是先知和诗人用来表明国度生活的一种画面。And
God's true prophets like Isaiah, they keep announcing a future time when peace, safety, and security will lead to a happier future.
真正的先知像以赛亚在以赛亚书上所说的，就是未来时间里，当和平、安全、保证会得到胜利，并得到一个更幸福的未来。So
the kingdom of God is the leading theme in Jesus's mission on earth.
所以神的国是耶稣在地上使命的一条主线。
Jesus focuses, he does his work, his main prayer is the kingdom of God as his mission on earth.
所以神的国是耶稣基督的他的重点，他主要的工作，他也是他祷告的主要目标。
The kingdom of God is always on Jesus' mind.
神的国总是在耶稣基督的脑海里面的。
It's inside his DNA.
是他在他的基因里面的一个本质。And
the kingdom of God is Jesus' primary motivation to please his heavenly Father.
神的国也是他的得到天父得喜悦的主要的一个推动力。So
Jesus, when he comes, he brings it in and he makes it visible. The kingdom of God is being visible in who he is.
所以耶稣带来了，并且 显明神的国就是在他的里面，就是他自己。And
real Christians can speed up the growth of God's kingdom.
真正的基督徒能够加快神国的成长。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降临.
We can advance that by praying biblically.
我们可以使神的, 国降临, 通过按照圣经的原则来祷告.
We can speed up the growth by living godly and holy lives.
我们能够加快神国的建造, 把有活出虔诚圣洁的生活。
We can help the kingdom grow by reaching out in loving friendships with people.
我们可以帮助神的国的加快发展, 用爱心友谊来帮助别人。
And we can help the kingdom come in faster by keeping in step with the Holy Spirit's pace in our lives and in kingdom living.
我们可以使神的国快快地降临, 通过学习和圣灵同步, 在现在的时间和在我们将来的天国里面。
The kingdom of God is where Jesus is king, and he's welcomed in as the highest ruler.
神的国就是耶稣作为君王, 被迎接为最高的统治者。
And the kingdom of God is also a state of conditions on earth in which God's will is perfectly done on earth as it is already being done perfectly in heaven.
所以神的国是在地上的一个景况的描写, 就是在那里神的旨意可以得到完全的成就, 就像已经成就在天上一样。
The kingdom of God is a process. It's a course of events where God begins to rule and begins to govern.
神的国也是一个过程, 就一系列的事件让神开始在那里掌权作王。
So brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is now, it has arrived because Jesus has arrived already.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 神的国是现在已经来到, 因为耶稣已经来到。
But the kingdom of God is also not yet fully unfolded according to God's master time schedule.
但是神的国也还没有完全的来到, 就是按照神重要的时间计划还没有完全的展开。
The kingdom of God is now and yet not yet fully shown.
神的国是, 但也不是。 完全的在这个里面，我们这儿已经啊展开了。
Now the kingdom of God wants to spread out and inhabit all the parts of a person's heart.
神的国要舒展成，并且住在人心里面的每一个部位。
In the kingdom of God, it wants to be the highest priority in every room in a believer's life.
在神的国里面, 祂要成为信徒生活中每一个居室里面的最高优先。
In every room in a believer's life, the basement to the garage, to the living room.
在每一个居室里面, 从地下室到车库到客厅。
The kingdom of God wants to fill the dining room and the bedrooms and the bathrooms.
祂要居住在 餐厅, 卧室, 洗手间,等等。
The kingdom of God is where Jesus is welcome to fill all of these rooms in the hearts of his people.
神的国是耶稣在每一个这样的房间里面都受到欢迎的一个地方。
And in the different rooms in our lives as Christians, the kingdom of God is where no room is off limit to Jesus.
在神的国里面,我们的所有的心里面的房间,没有一个是让耶稣自布的地方。There's
no room that we hide or lock him out of.
我们没有一个房间是我们是隐藏的,或者是把它锁在外面的。You
know, when some people say that people are born with a good nature and a good heart, the Bible counters by saying, no, that is a lie.
有些人说人生来就有好本性、好心肠，但是圣经不持这一种说法是一种谎言。Because
the kingdom of God never originates in any human heart.
说因为神的国从来不是起源于我们人的心里。
It never starts in the human heart because by nature, the human heart is deceitful and sick.
因为它永远不会起源于人的心，因为我们人心的本质是诡诈的。
Jeremiah 17:9 teaches, the heart is deceitful above all things and incurable. Who can know it?
耶利米书十七章九节教导我们说，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
So the kingdom of God always starts with God's absolute sovereignty, his absolute rule.
所以神的国总是起源于神绝对的主权和他绝对的主宰。
And where Jesus rules, the kingdom of God can transform lives from the ungodly to the godly.
在耶稣主宰的地方，神的国就能改变我们的生命，从一个不敬畏神的到敬畏神。
Remember when Jesus teaches in Luke 17:20?
还记得耶稣在路加福音十七章二十节里面教导我们的。
The kingdom of God doesn't have a timetable that lines up with any predictions by religious experts.
神的国没有一个时间表，就是和宗教专家们所预测的完全一致的。
Jesus says the kingdom is not coming with things that can be observed.
耶稣说神的国来到不是眼所能看见的。
Nor will they say, look, here it is, or there it is.
也人也不得说，看哪，在这里，看哪，在那里。
For behold, the kingdom of God is entos hymen.
因为神的国就在你们心里。
Entos hymen, in your midst and within your grasp.
这个 entos hymen 就是在在你们里面，在你们的心里。
Jesus is the true King and the King of God's kingdom.
耶稣是真正的神的国里面的王。
And he often stands right in the midst of religious Pharisees and other religious leaders.
他经常站在宗教法利赛人的面前，或者是其他的宗教领袖面前。
The Pharisees who thought they had the things of God figured out perfectly through their research and their charts and their rules for living.
法利赛人他们觉得他们因为他们的研究图表、生活、法律等等都把神的事情完全搞清楚了。
The Pharisees could never see Jesus accurately because they did not let him rule in their minds and hearts.
但是法利赛人永远不能正确地认识耶稣，因为他们没有让耶稣来掌管他们的生命。
So any kingdom holds the main idea of the authority to rule.
任何一个国度都持守一个治理权柄这样一个观点。
So the kingdom ruler has the absolute right and power and sovereignty to rule.
就是国度的掌权者有绝对的权柄去管理。
So the kingdom of God is not a physical place.
所以神的国不是一个物质地方而已。
Kingdom of God is not a country or a geographical location.
神的国也不是一个国家或者是在地理上的一个某一个位置。
The kingdom of God is the rule of God exercising his legitimate authority.To govern over people who choose to obey him.
而是神的国就是神的律法行使在他合法的管理权柄管理的那些选择顺服他的人。
Jesus understands the kingdom of God and so does the apostle Paul.
耶稣完全理解神的国是什么样。保罗，使徒保罗也完全理解神的国是怎样一个情形。
When God's kingdom comes to the Apostle Paul, it comes and describes Acts 28, 30 through 31.
当神的国, 在描述临到保罗, 使徒保罗的时候, 这在使徒行传28章30-31节里面所说的。
And it says, and Paul stayed 2 full years in his own rented quarters and was welcoming all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all openness, unhindered.
保罗在自己所租的房子里面住了足足2年，凡来见他的人，他全都接待，放胆传讲神国的道。
Paul the Apostle has Jesus' priorities in his life when he is in house arrest.
使徒保罗在他软禁中也有耶稣一样的生命优先次序。
And his priorities when he's in house arrest, almost like COVID-19 has people in their homes under arrest.
他在那个时候的软禁中的情况就像非常相似我们现在在新冠病毒被关在家里的那个情形一样。
And here's Paul's priorities in this house that he's under arrest in.
这下面就是他保罗的 优先次序在他在软禁中的一个优先次序。
He welcomes all people who come and go in visiting him.
他欢迎他来来往往来拜访他的那些人。
Now, of course, if they don't spatially distance, they'll be in danger, but he welcomes people to come and go safely.
当然我们如果在我们新冠病毒的时候，如果我们没有保持一定距离，那是危险。但是他就是在保持有一定距离的时候来欢迎他的来拜访他的人。Today
we can welcome people coming and going if we use our computers. We can Zoom and video conference. That's what we're limited to usually.
今天我们可以用我们的计算机网络。 来拜访或者是欢迎我们的朋友。
But Paul is preaching the kingdom of God here.
在这里他也是传讲神的话语。
He's not feeling sorry for himself and angry that he has to stay home.
他没有感到自己很沮丧因为我在关在这里，而是他是在传讲神的话。
He's finding ways and people to preach the kingdom of God to.
他要找到这样的人来传讲神的话语。
And when he is teaching people, he's teaching about the person of Jesus Christ and who he really is.
当他在传讲神的国的时候，他教导耶稣基督这个人真正是谁。
And so during this COVID-19 pandemic, I would encourage all of us to keep focusing on godly and important heavenly priorities.
所以在我们在这个新冠大流行的时候，我们要记得我们要保持这样一个优先的次序。
I can find people on my computer and phone even though they live thousands of miles away from me.
我可以在我的电话上或者电脑上找到 我的一些朋友们，尽管他们在有几千里的遥远的地方住着。I
can focus on the kingdom of God and the priorities and pray for people, even though I'm mostly at my home during this pandemic.
尽管在这个新冠病毒的时候，我一直在家里，我们也可以强调我们怎么样来为他们祷告。I
have just a few minutes left. I want to leave with 2 main points. And this is a reminder that Jesus is our highest prayer intercessor.
我只有几分钟的时间，但是我要把有两点要跟大家交通的。这就是第一个，就是耶稣是我们至高的代祷者。
Jesus is always interceding for Christians because he continually prays in intercessory prayer.
耶稣总是在祷告的当中为基督徒来代祷, 因为他在祷告的时候总是这样做的。
Hebrews 7:25 reminds us.
希伯来书7章25节提醒我们。
Therefore, Jesus is able also to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since Jesus always lives to make intercession for them.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人,他都能拯救到底,因为他是永远活着替他们祈求。
Jesus always takes his petitions directly to God, his Father in heaven.
耶稣总是把他的恳求直接带到神天父的面前。
Jesus prays 100% accurate with God's will.
耶稣的祷告总是100%的与神的旨意相吻合的。
Jesus never sins, therefore all of his prayers are answered by God.
耶稣从来没有犯过罪，所以所有的耶稣的祷告都是被神所回应的。
Jesus sits at the right hand of God, Dextera Domini.
耶稣住在神的右边, 这就是 Dextera Domini.
The right hand of God is a picture of God's rule everywhere.
神的右手是神在全地掌权的一个表示。
Jesus is at God's right hand as a special place of honor, and he is praying continually.
耶稣在神的右手边,这是一个受尊敬的特别的地方,他在那里不断地来祷告。
Jesus never gets tired in his praying.
耶稣从不在他的祷告当中有疲乏。
Jesus always pleads our case before the Father.
耶稣总是在父的面前为我们辩护。
Jesus is like a defense lawyer on our behalf.
耶稣就像是一个我们的辩护律师。
Jesus is the Christian believer's great defender.
耶稣是我们耶稣基督信徒的最大的辩护人。
While Satan is the accuser of Christians,
撒旦是基督徒的控告者。
Jesus pleads their case before his heavenly Father, and he defeats Satan's accusations.
耶稣在父的面前陈述我们的案子，并且战胜撒旦的控告。
Jesus is the only human mediator between God and man.
耶稣是神和人之间的唯一的一个中保。
Timothy 2:5 reminds us, for there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
提摩太前书2:5节这样说,只有因为只有一位神在神和人中间,只有一位中保。
And so, brothers and sisters, as I close this and make the application now, I want to remind you about Jesus' school of prayer.
当我要到我们的信息的结束的时候，我要提醒大家，我们现在要看到是要报名加入耶稣的祷告学校。
Today in our COVID-19 pandemic, many leaders, educators, and parents are very concerned for the safety of students.
今天在新冠病毒大流行的时候，有许多的领导。 教育工作者或者是父母们都非常关心我们学生的安全。
A main concern is when is it safe to return to the closed physical classrooms?
最主要的担忧是，就是什么时候是回到这样封闭的教室来上课是安全的。
Many physical schools are closed.
很多学校都是封闭式的学校。
But Jesus has never closed his school of prayer.
但是耶稣从来没有关闭他的祷告的学校。
Jesus wants us to enroll in his school of prayer today in a new way.
耶稣基督要我们今天就注册上他的祷告学校。 有一个新的啊这个学校。
Do we need improvements in the way we now pray?
是不是我们正需要改进我们的祷告的方式呢？
How often do we experience God's power when we pray?
我们是不是常常能够经历到神的大能呢？在我们祷告的时候。
How often do we see answers from God when we pray?
是常常我们能够见到神，在我们祷告的时候，能不能见到神呢？
Do we write down some of the answers to our prayers so we learn which prayers please God and which prayers miss God's heart?
是不是我们要记下神对我们的一些祷告的回应呢？这样能够是知道神是对哪些是喜悦的，哪些是不喜悦的呢？
Are we satisfied with our current prayer lives?
是不是我们对自己的祷告生活满意呢？
I am not satisfied with mine.
我对自己的祷告还不满意。
Is God satisfied with our prayer lives?
是不是神对我们现在的祷告生活满意呢？
Our Christian brother Andrew Murray teaches us this lesson.
我们的基督徒弟兄Andrew Murray 教导我们说，
The place and power of prayer in the Christian life is too little understood.
祷告在基督徒生命里的地位和能力很少被人理解。
I feel sure that as long as we view prayer simply as the means of maintaining our own Christian lives,
我确确实实地感到，只要我们自认为祷告只是保持我们自己基督徒的生活方式而已，
we will not fully understand what biblical prayer is really supposed to be.
我们就不可能完全理解真正的按照圣经原则的祷告应该是怎么样的。
But when we learn to regard prayer as the highest part of the work entrusted to us,
但是当我们学到把祷告当作委托给我们的一个最最重要的工作的时候，
the root and the strength of all other work,
是所有其他工作的根本和力量的时候，
we will see that there is nothing we need to study and practice more than the art of praying.
我们就会看到没有比祷告的艺术更应该学习和操练的。
Another Christian brother reminds us, E.M. Bounds reminds us of this.
另外一个基督徒的弟兄 Bounds 提醒我们。
He says, let us get at the serious work, the chief business of men, that of prayer.
让我们来到严肃的工作，人主要的事物，那就是祷告。
Let's work at prayer skillfully.
让我们熟练地在这儿工作。
Bible teaching illustrates the great truth that God hears and he answers prayer.
圣经教导阐述了这样一个伟大的真理，那就是神能听见并且回应祷告。
Is it possible to have the Holy Spirit and not have the spirit of prayer?
是不是有这种可能呢？有圣灵而没有祷告的灵呢？
Is not the life of the Holy Spirit and the life of prayer coordinated and consistent?
是不是灵命和祷告的生命是协调一致的呢？
So let us continually enter God's presence as teachable students.
所以让我们就作为一个可教的学生，不断地进入他的学校。
Let's do our part and invite the Holy Spirit to do his part.
让我们做我们应做的那一部分，然后邀请圣灵来做他的部分。
And together may the Holy Spirit make us more effective people of God who pray to please our Heavenly Father.
在这样的合作当中，使我们成为更加有效的祷告的子民，使得天父得喜悦的人。
In Jesus' name, Lord, teach us to pray. Amen and thank you.
奉耶稣的名，主教导我们祷告。阿们，并且感谢你。